From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A former African leader makes his plea before the International Criminal Court. Former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo has pleaded not guilty at his trial as it begins Thursday at the International Criminal Court in the Netherlands. Gbagbo is facing charges of crimes against humanity linked to a post-election civil war in his country that has left thousands dead in 2010. Prosecutors say Gbagbo launched the war to cling to power despite losing the presidential election to his bitter rival, Alassane Ouattara. Former youth leader Shaw Blegoudé also stands trial with Gbagbo. The ICC also has a warrant for the former president's wife, Simone, on charges of crimes against humanity. She was sentenced last year to a 20-year prison sentence by an Ivorian court. More than 4 years after conducting an air campaign that helped topple dictator Muammar Gaddafi, the United States is considering fresh military action in Libya. A Pentagon spokesman says it is currently looking at military options to stop the Islamic State militant group from gaining ground. Spokesman Peter Cook said Wednesday that U.S. efforts in Libya are focused on identifying local allies with whom to work. U.S. warplanes ceased operations after Gaddafi's death in October of 2011. The U.S. has already shown a willingness to strike IS in Libya, killing Abu Nabil, believed to have been the top IS leader in Libya, in an airstrike this past November. Find out more about these stories on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is urging all parties invited to this week's Syrian peace talks in Geneva to show up without preconditions. The talks on a ceasefire and setting up a transitional government in Syria were supposed to have started Monday. They've been put off until Friday because of squabbles over who should be invited. UN Syria envoy Stefan Mistura sent out invitations Tuesday but did not disclose who was on the list. However, various media reports say it includes representatives of Saudi and U.S.-backed moderate opposition groups, members of the Russian-backed opposition, and Syrian Foreign Minister Waqid Al-Mualim. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said all sides need to come to the table without making demands ahead of the talks.
So we believe that the HNC delegation and the various factions of the Syrian opposition have an historic opportunity to go to Geneva and propose serious practical ways to implement a ceasefire, humanitarian access, and other confidence-building measures, and that they should do so without preconditions. We believe it should seize this opportunity to test the regime's willingness and intentions and expose before the entire world which parties are serious about a potential peaceful political transition in Syria and which are not.
Not invited to the talks are Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front, an al-Qaeda-linked group fighting to topple the Syrian government. Seeking to assert Taiwan's sovereignty and to build his legacy, President Ma Ying-jeou paid a visit Thursday to an even smaller island also claimed by China. This is Taiwan's president. Defying rare criticism from the U.S., Ma flew to the island of Taiping in the South China Sea and sought to cast Taiwan as a peaceful humanitarian player in a region where China's robust assertions of its territorial claims are sharpening disputes with its neighbors. Satellite images are revealing unprecedented damage to coral reefs in the contested South China Sea.
For years, overfishing in the South China Sea has depleted local fish stocks. But since 2012, the controversial construction of artificial islands has devastated the ecosystem and the disputed waterway. Marine biologist Terry Hughes is a professor at James Cook University.
The impact of these new dredging and land reclamation projects are compounding the pre-existing impacts of fishing.
Between 2012 and 2015, Chinese fishermen have used large extended propellers affixed to utility boats to chop the reefs and prepare for the construction of artificial islands in the Spratlys. The fishermen also scour the ocean floor for giant clam shells, which are prized as jewelry and luxury items and can sell for up to $150,000. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Again, check the stories at voanews.com.